You're listening to SBS News.
Good afternoon, Morris Care Pharmacy. This is Veronica.
Clients are calling in to get their prescriptions delivered to the door as COVID-19 surges yet again in Western Sydney. But not one of Veronica News clients knew about the potentially life-saving antiviral drugs they could also get delivered.
They're generally very surprised. They have no idea that such a thing could exist. They will say things like, oh, can you just send it to me? You know, how much is this sort of thing we didn't even realise?
It's a problem across Australia's most diverse communities. Dr. Dong Wai is a general practitioner and runs a respiratory clinic in the diverse suburb of Fairfield. Here, more than 60% of the population was born overseas.
Unfortunately, because a lot of them are non-English speaking, and a lot of the advertisements in the media and newspapers are in English. So, to be honest, my patients, if I haven't told them about it, then they probably don't know about it.
Antivirals are available to anyone over the age of 70 or with underlying health conditions. The medications can reduce the symptoms of COVID-19 by up to 80% if it's taken on time. And that's why awareness is critical.
The antivirals work within the first 5 days of symptoms. After 5 days, the antivirals are not effective anymore. And also, you know, basically we want to use the antivirals so it prevents the patients from progressing into severe disease or hospitalizations.
The organisation representing the pharmaceutical companies making the pills says the uptake of antivirals in Australia has been slow. Liz DiSerme is the chief executive of Medicines Australia.
There has been slow uptake of antivirals, and like with the vaccine, part of that is to do with awareness and understanding of not only the vaccines themselves and the antivirals themselves and where they're used, but basic information about where to get them and how to get access to them.
The government last week started an advertising campaign specifically for antivirals. That's despite the medication being available since April.
New oral treatments are now available for COVID-19. These are available to those at high risk of severe illness to help fight infection if you contract the virus.
The Health Department says this campaign is currently being translated in up to 32 languages across radio, social media and digital channels. The Deputy Chief Medical Officer has spoken directly with multicultural-focused media outlets. The Miss News says a grassroots approach is needed. Having come to Australia as a Cambodian refugee, she says trust is critically important.
There needs to be a public health awareness campaign, not merely through government websites or similar channels, but also through outreach to local community groups, to places where people have pre-existing relationships, community centres, community churches, places that people already have people they talk to and trust, and they can go there and they can see the signage or just hear it by word of mouth.
As hospitalisations in Australia reach record levels, many multilingual patients have missed out.
We absolutely hear of people who'll come in and go, oh, I had COVID last week and now I'm still so breathless, I'm so tired, I'm really struggling, you know, I'm technically over COVID now, but I still feel awful. And you just think to yourself, if you had been able to get the right medication at that time, would you still be in this position? I don't think so. Would you still be struggling, you know, with the after effects now? We won't know.
Lucy Murray, SBS News.